This is a dictation for Nathaniel Boone, NathanielBoone, date of service is 12/1/2025, date of accident is 10/26/2025. And date of service will be 12/1/2025. Date of birth is 3/16/1974. The patient presents with a history of ongoing pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back, all 10, and especially left shoulder pain and difficulty in moving the neck due to the severe stiffness. Shooting pain to the both lower extremities is reported as numbness and tingling. Pain in the left ankle is reported. And all of the symptoms are due to an accident that happened on. And the patient has been having physical therapy at this time, and he has a severe spasm of the muscles in the back with the torticollis, severe stiffness of the neck, more towards the left side. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present. SI joint was found involved. All of this happened due to an accident where it was a passenger on the right side on the rear, while the car had it was rear-ended at a high speed, leading to headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, tidal anesthesia, numbness and tingling, and sciatica of both legs. Symptoms have been continuous. Headaches are continuing as well, not improving. Overall, the pain is 10. ADLs are 10. Patient reports 0% relief. And finally, review the records for the ADL for system review, for substance abuse, and a compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 138/98, pulse 69, pulse oxygen 100%. Rest of the exam will come from the previous visit of 10/27/2025, dictation number 1028-042. And general review, musculoskeleton, musculature, and extremities examination. Kindly mention that in the musculature, there are a bunch of trigger points noticed in the both trapezius area in the cervical and thoracic fibers. Also, patient has severe pain in the rotator cuff muscle area of the left shoulder, and severe pain in the shoulder area itself, in and out, deep inside. Patient has a difficult time moving the shoulder beyond 90 degrees. Pain is almost 10. He's asking for a help with the injections. So, patient was provided with medications, which are Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Plexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief, Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety, panic. Lyrica was provided 50 mg twice a day for neuropathic pain, shooting pain, sciatica, as well as for headache relief. Medigesic is for headaches. Lidocaine ointment was provided. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Meds were reviewed and labs were reviewed. Patient will be seen in 30 days time. His physical therapy will continue to the affected areas. The injection to the left shoulder and intra-articular was done empirically to prophylactically to help relieve the pain. It is assumed that there may be some damage inside the shoulder. The MRI is not available, but the functions are denote that the patient has severe injury to the left shoulder and he cannot move beyond 90 degrees to severe pain. Trigger point injections were also advised due to the trigger points being present in the cervical and thoracic fiber of both trapezius muscle area. And also supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendon injection was done to help the rotator cuff region due to the positive Hawken Kennedy test, positive speed test, near test, and anterior posterior apprehension test. patient tolerated this procedure very well, and he was discharged.